Don't look, this for later. So, door's closed. I hope I'm... Yeah? Hello? Alright. Hello. My name is Hartmut Noack. I'm from Berlin and I intend to build a Linux audio workstation that will work out of the box because I built it. That is, I will not do another CD distribution, but I intend to build a box in hardware, that is, I will buy PC hardware, build the box and offer it. And I'd like to show you how I want to do that. First question is, what do musicians want? Musicians are known for not being too much computer-wise geeks. Yet they are not technophobe. And so they are ready to learn, but they are not ready to learn without fun. And at first they want what they know. They dislike to abandon techniques that they already get used to. That is, a wave graph should always look like a wave graph is known, even if there is a better way to make a graphical view of a wave file. They want stability, I will repeat this mantra again and again and again. A musician wants stability. And if you have a feature that is nice and beautiful and great, and you think a musician could have a use for, first check if it is stable, if it is absolutely 100% stable. Because if you work for 6 hours with a fine young band in your studio that pays you for, and then everything breaks down because of a stupid interaction bug with the X server, then you really have a problem. So you want stability, and features are okay, but okay. They want integrated function, either in a single application suite or in a standard network of uniform components. What makes the great success of Steinberg software? You have everything in one place. You know what you will find if you click in the menu, and everything you need is basically in Cubase in one application. And it is started and ready to run as you started, one application. And we know that it is not so in Linux, but it don't need to be so. We look at this later. They like cuteness and fancy gimmicks, but they prefer stability. Mantra a second. So, what is known out there? We have serious audio work on affordable machinery since about year 2000. I think there will be a lot of people that have done it in 1996, 1993, but affordable to everyone, it is since about 2000. The cost for a simple audio workstation with legally licensed proprietary software that really works is about 800 euros. I intend to build a machine based on Linux for the same price, but that can do a little bit more than what you have for 800 euros when you use proprietary software. Usage of cracked software is common, so if you tell, you all will have made this experience. If you tell someone, yeah, this application looks maybe strange to you, but it is legal and it is free, then he says, okay, my Nuendo is also free. And because we all know what's up with cracks, and maybe Windows Vista will change that, but I don't think so, because you cannot do a quasi-standard with software that people really have to pay for. So, they are preset-oriented suites for beginners and powerful suites for pros. That is, you have stuff like Fruity Loops, and you have stuff like maybe Orion that plays something like music after 5 minutes after you installed it. And you have powerful suites like Pro Tools or Nuendo that are aimed for pros and that are much more flexible, harder to learn, but you can have both. And proprietary projects always focus on usability. They try to look familiar, they try to look easy, and they try to make it, they always have in mind if somebody can really use it fast without learning too much. By the way, as you can see, you don't need Windows to run all this stuff. This version of Samplitude really works with Wine. I just need 5 minutes to open the file, open the dialog. It's not a problem. So, what do we have? On the Linux side, software is organized in modules. Everybody knows this because of open source, because of this principle. Everybody works together with each other. There are no such things like factory secrets and stuff like that. And that's the thing that is so important, so great about Linux. And we would not have such a lot of perfect, great, free software if this principle would be broken. So we have to find a way to work with. And it works great on servers, and it will work great with applications for audio too. There are no free all-in-one suites. Many will say, okay, we have Muse. But to be honest, to work with WAV files in Muse is not ready for the productive use. Muse is a great MIDI sequencer, but still it does not have a score editor, an own score editor. I don't think that this is really a problem. I don't think that we need a Cubase for Linux. I think that we need good working applications that do the best in their special way and to integrate them in a framework. We have wired an LMS for beginners. I never saw a version of Wired running, but I heard of people that know someone who saw it running. I don't. So LMS is different. It works fine right now. It is easy to install via click, and it is really developed actively. So since about 2004, there's nothing impossible anymore. I believe that you can really record Peter Gabriel album with a Linux computer. Buy decent hardware, 2 months time maybe, and some fine microphones that you can do it. There are distributions out of the disk out there. We all know that there are the Karma, that there, that we got Demudi, that we have meta distributions for building Linux audio out of the disk to install for the user himself, herself. All this is very great, very fine, and the things that I do intend to work with these. So I, the helper scripts and all the stuff that I do for my workstations will be available, is available on the internet. You can download it and simply adapt it to Karma or to Gentoo or whatever. And it should work in most most environments out of the box. But I do not believe in putting a CD in the drive, let an installer run, and afterwards you have a perfectly working system. These days are gone. And I think they are gone since about 6 years or 7 years, because it is so versatile, and you do not know what hardware to awaits you. And you can buy the same DVD burner three times in the same week, and you can, and they are all free built on different continents, and you cannot trust such hardware. So I think a human interaction is always needed, and Microsoft Windows is has that image of being easy to use and easy to install, because never a user has to install it. They are installed by professionals in the shop, and then they are delivered as a box, and you do not need to install. If they would sell Windows on OEM CDs that come with an empty computer, the usage of Linux would be about up to 30% within a few months. So a full-grown audio distros rely upon an already working and installed host system. I think that this is a problem. If somebody wants to switch to Linux because of the music tools, and there are people out there that really are ready to do this, he first has to install a normal Linux distribution, just as Red Hat or Debian or whatever, and then he can maybe do something with repositories to install the needed audio tools, the kernel and stuff. And all this is very nice, and it's good if somebody can work with it. But the people that can work with it are not the musicians. The most musicians are not so much into computers that they are ready to do such stuff. And this does not apply to every musician, but to a lot of musicians. That's why I think the audio distros that are out there will not work for everybody. And for instance, for me, I never managed to install the Karma. I don't know, I installed Debian and several other systems, Mandrake and Zuse whatsoever, and I run it on servers, I run it on boxes and on laptops, but the Karma was always, I did not manage it. So a lot of setup and integration of the software has to be done by the user. If you manage it to install an audio distribution, you still have to learn how it works, how it ticks. And the most relevant problem with this is that you will start, will try to click just on Muse, on the icon for Muse, and you will learn that it does not work because you have not switched on Jack before. And the most people that install Muse, I always read it in forums, It will not start, what have I done wrong? And the simple answer is, you have to start Jack before, but nobody knows. So, and there are only little collections of presets and templates dedicated to Linux software. I'm always interested, you can have my email address, send me stuff from the net where I can download patches for Synapse Hyperfix, where I can download templates for Muse or for Ardour. I don't know. There are some distributed with the applications itself, but I don't know a place where you can download templates for beginners. So, what is very important for me, easier first steps without compromising freedom. I don't believe that you make it easier for the user if you try to simplify a system back to the Stone Age. Computer systems, modern computer systems are complex, and it is not saying to trying to make them look simple. They are not simple. And if you have a dozen options, the user should have, they should available to the user. And it makes more sense to me to explain the complexity than trying to make it look simple. And yeah, it should be basically useful on any desktop distro that has the needed apps installed. That is, the scripts that I offer to download can easily be adapted, as said before. And I work on a Linux optimized PC with Pro sound card. That will be available as all-in-one bundle, and this builds upon Ubuntu Dapper Drake, such as this laptop. And Dapper Drake is very, very much under development. You have about 200 megabytes of updates once in a week at least, and today it is not possible to rely on it. You cannot trust it because it changes too fast. But I really believe that it will be a good choice once it is stable, because the stock kernel that I have installed 2 days ago makes this running, and this is a Pentium 3 machine and with 256 megabytes of RAM, and it keeps playing music with Jack started real time when I do stuff like this. I will show this later that it really works. So I think, and this is important for me, the user can use his distribution that aims to the normal average user and can make music with it at high performance as we want it as musicians. And he don't need to install his own kernel. He don't need to load special modules. He don't need to abandon ISDN support. He can have everything that is needed in his desktop distro, and he can still use it for music production. So the free distribution of the project will be a tar archive that be something in the style of LFS. So I will write an how-to that allows the user to rebuild the machine, even including the specs of the hardware. So if somebody wants to build the same, he or she can do it. And the scripts that are into that and the presets are usable on any machine where the needed software is installed. So a word on money. We all know that audio projects are not well supported or by sponsors or not supported at all. This is a situation that should not last forever. I know also that important projects for the industry are not supported also. It is strange that a project like OpenSSH lacks $10,000 to host their stuff on the internet, and that is used on nearly every server that runs Linux. But still, I think if average people, normal musicians, use Linux, they will they will be all right with paying for it. Of course, we cannot abandon freedom. So we have to find another way to make the people reward the developers. And as a first step, because of course this is only a symbol, as I sell one of these PCs, 30% of the of the profit will go in what way ever to the developers. I think of projects like Muse that are not well supported. I think of projects that are very important, like QJ Control, like Ardu. And I think this must start sometimes. And anyway, we must start to support developers not only with emails on a mailing list, but also with things you can lay your hands upon. Not that I think that that it will be possible to have such people on a payroll, but I think there should be something you can lay your hand upon for the people that do the work. And I also think that this could be something that you can wear on your t-shirt, that you are a Linux Audio supporter by buying such a PC or by building it up, whatsoever. I think there should be a project that tries to fund people that write software that goes beyond server and corporate desktop. So, what do we need to achieve if we want to build a box that is worth the money? Of course, the mantra again, three most important things: stability, stability, stability. We don't need to be up to date. It needs to, really needs to be stable. It needs to be absolutely stable. So then we need a consistent user interface. I don't mean that every application should look the same, but I mean that the user should have an interface, something that he always finds what he searches for. And it is not important that the dialogue for file looks the same in every application, but it is important it is in the upper left corner. And any intelligent user will find what he searches for then. It don't need to look the same, but it has to be the same when it is practically useful. So, and of course, you need all needed functions integrated. Integration, to me, means this laptop has Pure Data installed and Super Collider and CSound, but these are not visible to the user in this Linux Audio Workstation framework that I have built. This is stuff that I have installed for my own use. I have a look upon it, but really important applications like Ardour and Muse and Synet Subfx are integrated in a menu and in a framework of scripts that check that everything is fine if you try to start it, especially if Jack is running, and that take care that everything is really working as you intended, as you wish. So, freedom and comfort, it's the same. Configurability and extensibility are not restricted. As I said, you can do everything you want, just as with every Linux system. And as long as you have these applications that I use in the framework instead, it's not a problem. So, templates and presets help to give experience of success and fun from day one in complex scenarios also. Everybody knows if we start Synet Subfx and we have a keyboard installed, and it sounds like an underwater siren of a rusty boat. It's not a very nice template that starts automatically with Synet Subfx. The same is the default template for Muse and the default template for Ardour. I try to make it easier by starting an application automatically with a nice sounding and good looking self-explanatory template. So, I had this before. I had so much talk today and with other people that I failed to reread this, so the sequence is not really intact as I intended. So, a complete build environment for GTK and Qt allows to experiment with software from source. That is, Ardour and Muse and Hydrogen will be built on the machine before I sell it. That is, the build environment for GTK and Qt must be installed to build them. And of course, every user can download source packages and build them, as I did. I never managed to build SignitSupperfix myself, for instance, but GTK and Qt should be no problem. So everybody can build applications from source if one wishes to. So, here we go. What will it be then? It will be a collection of trustable, well-developed software that provides the needed functionality. That is self-explanatory, I think. Wrapper scripts and scripts to start complex scenarios. Complex scenarios means I write scripts also that include three or four applications, not just one. If you, for instance, want to have a special synth sound with Muse, you will use maybe AMS, or you will use SignitSupperfix or whatever. And many people do not know that that you need to have an external synthesizer, and that there is no VST part in the menus of the application in Linux. In my opinion of Linux, and that's why I do scripts also that start Muse and afterwards start SignitSupperfix, and Muse is playing the SignitSupperfix, and both have the right patches and the right project files. Of course, this can be a pitfall if the users think that will be always this way. Of course, it is just a special tutorial then. And if you really want to work on your own with it, then you may want to start another, a different synthesizer, or you want to have no synthesizer at all, and you want to change everything. And then you cannot use the script anymore, because the script is not dynamically adapted to such usage. It is just for starting things in a way that is useful from the start. So, scripts to that help to set up system services. We always know the problem. We have background processes that we do not want that interfere with audio. I have a list now that kills virtually everything, and that's why I do not. I'm not so enthusiastically about this because it should be a graphical user interface that that allows to check services that you want to run. And for me, I use it this way. I just kill everything but other, and okay. One must adapt it to work it in the real world out there. So templates, presets, samples, I've talked about before. Of course, templates, presets, and samples will all under GNU-FTL or something like that. They will be open source, basically. The samples also. So, online help as useful dialogues and HTML pages. The whole thing works on XFCE, but I will have installed Conqueror to show help text. I think the people that are addressed by this machine will want to have a file manager like Conqueror. So Conqueror must be installed to make it work, and KDE itself, of course, must be installed also. Conqueror shows help texts for the running application, because we have a lot of applications that do not have any help at all. So, Wiki and forum on the internet. I write for audio4linux.de, and of course it's in German. As you might have noticed, my English is not that good that I can write on that I can write English help text myself. I write everything in German, except of these little dialog boxes. And everybody is welcome to translate. So, what is a wrapper script now? A wrapper script does nothing else but to check what is going on in the system. Then, starting the application, the wanted, the requested application, and then connect it to Jack automatically. This stuff is quite clumsy, and I will change this, for instance, because you can tell QJack control that that it should start an application with its own command line. I did not know this before, and which is more important is this one. We will meet Dr. Zoidberg again right now. And it is primitive, I admit it. I'm not a hacker, really. I just try to do things logical and human readable. And everybody is welcome to make this more elegant and less clumsy. I know that you cannot practically say that this is a computer program. It is not. But it works. It works. I'll show you. Okay, yeah? You go. For instance, .com. Here we have the menu, and as you see, there are by far not everything that you can have on Linux. This also deals with the fact that all this XFCE was updated 2 days before, and it destroyed all of my menus. This update, the XML files anywhere were overwritten by the update, and so I have to rewrite it. And I found out this fact 2 hours before. But there will be only maybe 20 applications in this menu, not more. We all know that there are many, many more in Linux, but 20 applications that all have the basic. Virtues that we want to have. And so if I start, for instance, sign and sub a fix, there's a script that tells the user what will happen now. So if you cannot hear anything or nothing goes on, you should check if any audio applications are running. A normal user that comes from the Mac does not know that a sound application cannot start if another is running. He and she is ready to accept this fact if somebody tells him. So, I believe. Closing doors often helps a lot, but as we hear, we do not need to change anything. And now we just have to wait until this fantastic girl. So this is a major problem that I'm facing. You cannot make K-dialog being focused in the middle and not being layered by other applications windows. So, Jack must be started first. If it has started, click OK to start, connect the soft-syn sign and suffix. This is a showstopper that is in the script, in the place you see, nothing happens. Nothing happens until I say OK. So, our user had learned now that this Jack thing is needed to start this sign.sub.fx. So, normally sign.sub.fx would not have connected automatically to ASA.pcm. We all know this. We could hope that Laszlo or Paul will change this sometimes, but until then I do it with a script and there's Jack connect. And I'm very thankful that sign.sub.fx always have the same name for his Jack port. AMS does not. So, they're now used, and I'm very proud that this was just one mouse click on an old half-broken laptop with a cheap sound chip, and it just worked. And of course, one can also have SIG24 or stuff like that started with this. If I start the same script when Jack is running, then it does not need to start Jack again, and it just starts and connects silent subaffix. So, of course, if you it does not connect. Of course, if you need silent subaffix together with Arduino, this will work. But if you need it with Muse, it may not work, because it is not rooted in a way that you want it to be rooted. But this is for advanced users that may have a look in the manual, and after the RTFM stuff, they will be able to do it. But even without the RTFM, they have with one click a decent sounding, quite decent, a little bit better sounding silent subaffix with one mouse click. So, yes, okay. And this dialogue is a running gag for 5 years now. Because there was nothing to save. Yeah. I did not change anything, so I do not have anything to save, but Silent always asks. And I really tried everything. I saved everything that is allowed to save in Silent subaffix, and still this dialogue. Dialogue pops up, but that's a lesser problem. Okay, you see all these text of these little boxes are there, and here's a little problem that comes with AMS. AMS always have another name, a new name for this Jack port, and so it is quite hard to have it involved in scripts like this. I hope I can fix it with the internal patch bay functionality of QJack control. Okay, next. So, I say it's Zoidberg syntax because it is syntax that even Dr. Zoidberg can understand within half an hour. It is primitive. You see, this is a script that I use to kill system services. And the most of these services will not be installed on a target system. And so they will give a quite ugly error code on the console, but so what? It still works, and it kills this every annoying service that we do not want to have. But of course, this is a subject to be checked and to be made much better. So, to choose means to select. There are several Linux programs for every each function we need. I could have Rose Garden instead of Muse, of course. And I can have Rose Garden and Muse. And why not? Why not installing Rose Garden also? Why not using it? But in this script framework and in this menus for the beginners, I only want to have one big sequencer and one little sequencer. And no offense meant, Muse is faster in development, and simply I like it more. I prefer it. Maybe somebody else will prefer Rose Garden with good reason. I have my reasons to prefer Muse, and so is with all the other stuff. For instance, I do not have JackRack, even though this is very important. But I do not have JackRack because AMS can do the same. AMS can serve as a host application for LUTSPA, and I have a setup script for AMS as a modular syn as a LUTSPA effect chain host, and so it works the same, and I do not need another application involved in the system. Of course, you can install JackRack. I always find it bizarre that people think that something that is installed makes the system less slim, because only the things that are up and running makes the system less slim. Only those need run. And in times when you have 100 gigabytes a hard disk for less than 100 euros, it should not be an issue to install everything you can have, but you don't need to run it all at the same time. So, programs that do not affect audio should not be affected by the law installation. That is, if somebody really believes he needs to run a web server on his box, and in the afternoon he needs to make music with his box, then this should not be an issue. On this box, on this laptop runs a web server, by the way, right now. So it works. So the set of apps, of course, this is subject to be changed, but basically this will be it. Of course, you need Arduino. Without Arduino, you cannot do anything. Approach much. Muse as a sequencer, Hydrogen as a drum sequencer. SMD is needed because it is typical and it is very different. And I often hear musicians that say, okay, is synth on this Knoppix CD? Because I do not want Linux, but I want this synth thing because somebody had showed me unbelievable stuff that I never can do with my built-in wave editor in my Cubase, and I want to have just this one application. And despite you can do everything with synth, I also only use it for granular synthesis. And it is great, it's fantastic. And I use it for that, knowing that I use only 1% of the things that synth can do. But that's why I think it must be there. Resound is my choice against Audacity, because the jack awareness of Audacity with port audio does not work. It is useless. Audacity is a very fine, it's a great application. I always will recommend it for desktop use, for doing things like putting your cassette onto CD. There's no better thing than Audacity for that. But within a jack environment, it is useless. Resound does better, but yet not perfect. Perfect does MHW, Magnus Hjort's wave editor. It's a simple thing, it's GTK, it is heavily developed and has lots of bugs, but it does not have one bug. It does not have any bug with jack. It just starts, it connects, it works perfectly good. And for instance, you can perfectly use MHW in a Muse session as an external editor, and it works perfectly, better than with any other editor that I know. So AMS, I fear that AMS is not actively developed, because the version, the most recent version that I have found last week was from 2004, I think, 2004 or 2005, beginning 2005. I hope that it will be still developed and there will be new versions, because I love it very much. It's a great synthesizer. Silent Sub FX, of course, you cannot miss it. And MSynth as an easy to use and simple synthesizer. Specimen as a sampler is also not developed anymore, but at the stage it is now, it is very good as a sampler, and we will do what the future will bring. Swami Soundfont editor and player is also very important. I often have talked to people that do not know what a Soundfont is. And Swami is perfect. You can use sound fonts, you can play them. You have a perfect environment to play them and play around with them. And you can build them yourself and learn how they work, how they tick. And German, of course, for Master FX. So, my conclusion is, Linux is not only the same as good as the other systems, but it is better. Better than the other systems if it comes to talk about artistic attitude. I started to work with computers and music with Cubase. I relatively fast switched to Nuendo, And from Uendo I switched to Samplitude, and from Samplitude I switched to Linux, and I will stay. Because if you make music, you make the music. And it is nothing presetted and made already for just click your hit or stuff like this. Linux is really freedom, and if art has to do with freedom, then Linux is really better. So there is more development in Linux. Free software accumulates. There are no factory secrets, there are no do or die competition. And of course there is competition between GNOME and KDE, of course, but still there is working together. And this is the most important. And Ardour is, in the last 2 years, has made a development that you do not have seen with Steinberg in the last 10 years. And I think this will go on, and it will reach a point where everybody can see that it is the same as good and better. So, and it is more freedom. Okay, when we talk about art, we always have to talk about freedom. For some people it is not that important. Maybe some people say, okay, I want to feel comfortably with it. I want to pay for it and then it's okay and somebody works for me. But there are a lot of musicians out there that say, okay, I will not play with a bass player that I have to pay to come to play with me. I want to play with a bass player that wants to play with me and that pays to come to the concert and that works with me, that this is a collaboration. If you do a musical, you rent people that play the music from a score sheet. But if you do music yourself, as a rock band, as a jazz musician, if you work in avant-garde, you always will be interested in freedom. And it is simply the best similarity that you work with Linux and free audio software when you work into free arts. And that's what I believe, and that's why I switched. Because Samplitude is sure a great application, but still, I do not want to use it, even though I can run it with Wine. So, yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much, Hartmut, for this talk. Since this is the last talk of today, there is, of course, space for questions, yeah. If there are any. Anybody has a question? Nothing?
Was I not offending enough?
maybe it was a long day. Yeah, there's a question.
Van Neumann, Karlsruhe, Hartmut. Just one correction, not one question. Mm-hmm. My name is Frank, and I pronounce Muse as Muse.
Ah, yeah, okay. I will learn it, now forget it.
Okay, thanks again a lot.
Yeah.
And now we have a break of about 2 hours, and at 8 o'clock the concert is starting in the Kubus. And after the Kubus concert, around 10 o'clock, we will have the Linux Sound Night. And the second part of the Linux Sound Night we call Plug and Chill, and this is meant to be sort of an open stage, and everybody who is interested can still participate in this. So, thanks a lot.
Okay. You see, even the mouse was short before freezing, and it still plays. Ja, ja, ich habe schon viele Leute zu tun, ja. Aber schreiben ist ja. Fotografieren und so.
Das ist, das ist eine ganz andere Geschichte.
Also die Kernapplikationen funktionieren alle. Also die, die da an der Liste stehen, die funktionieren alle. Bei manchen muss man noch ziemlich coole Workarounds machen, wie bei WMS und so. Aber prinzipiell funktionstüchtig sind die alle.
Und die laufen auch über 2 Stunden oder so.
Das kommt drauf an, wie das natürlich auch noch das System funktioniert. Also wenn man muss schon Cronjob skillen und diese Geschichte mit den Systemservices spielt auch eine Rolle. Obwohl, wie gesagt, die ganze Zeit, wie das Ding hier lief, lief im Hintergrund MySQL-Datenbank und Webserver, eine dynamische Webseite. Weil ich habe die für einen Kunden gemacht und so und habe ja vergessen,
das auch zu werfen hier.
Und weil es in den Skripten drin war, und so, ich habe zum Vorfeld halt hier auf die Lupe
geschaut,
den ganzen Quatsch laufen. Und das hängt wirklich zusammen mit diesem
Programm,
weil der wird aktiv und ganz bewusst diese
strategischen Dinge. Okay, die
Kamera wird
hier anyway.
Ich glaube
auch.
Ja, aber damit habe ich rumexperimentiert. Das ist im Endeffekt.
Oh, that's yours. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
So that might be the audio. See, the problem with this notebook is that it has a terribly weak output on the
flash drive. Yeah, right.
It's been. The levels, these are not mains?
No, this sound cable goes right to Let's Mix, that's my own.
Oh, okay.
So that's my
website.
Dann habe ich, wenn man noch quer steht,
so the video should be going out now, right?
Aber wie gesagt, ich staune selber, es ist so erstaunlich problemlos. Obwohl eben.
Auch starke Notebooks,
oder? Nee, gar nicht.
Naja,
also das ist, ich glaube auch, ich werde das nicht. Ich werde es vielleicht 5 oder 6 Mal machen.
So you're starting at server, I just have to go back and log in, right?
What I've seen a few times now is that the hotkeys are going to external display. They only work in the mode. So I just put my control on S1 to go text console, then press this function something key, then go back to X11. It's some sense worked. Yeah, because I think the key is intercepted by X11, but it seems to be passed through in console mode.
Ich werde es einbauen. In Papyrus habe ich jetzt schon zwei, drei Games angesprochen und ein Dichter, der auch in der Vertonung
war. Ja, das ist Servers.
Das ist
That's okay, so let's see if I can get
the rest. Also nicht so, dass ich dann nicht sondern dass ich das hinbringe, kurz vorführe und dann sage, okay.
That's one of my concerns as well.
Und dann
kann ich das von 1024, eben für den Top-Test hier. Just so that it has
I think so.